Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a decentralized network of microchurches on mission to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Numbers 16, Psalm 52, 53, and 54, Isaiah 6, and Hebrews 13. Now, next week, you guys, I will be in Austin, Texas for a few days sharing the story of the Unshackled Network to a group of church leaders. I'll be sharing the story of the staff coming together, the formation of the microchurches, and the ministry work to the poor and marginalized we get to do. But I will also get to begin the whole presentation sharing about me answering the call. Now, my story is not one of seeing angels and heavenly hosts, but all of the seasons of my most meaningful callings centered around two words for each season. First, come home. When I turned 30 and repented, knowing that with Christ is where I was destined, that was what I felt like the Lord put on my heart. Come home. Then I heard preacher boy. That was the phrase that was echoed after I first shared my testimony at my home church, Gorm United Methodist Church, and that began within me the sense that God was calling me to pastoral ministry. Then, most recently, in 2018, I heard, there's more. I know that God was calling me to something that was outside of the box of my expectations for Him, and that He wanted to show me and lead me into something different. The seasons of being called by God are unmistakable and often landmark events. Isaiah in chapter 6 describes such an unmistakable landmark moment. As he witnesses God on the throne, he sees the glory of the Lord and enjoys the exchange between the seraphim, who are burning with zeal for the Lord as they cry, "Holy, holy, holy." Rightfully so, Isaiah is struck with the understanding of his own unworthiness as he stands before the Lord. And then the game-changing moment happens. It's the one now who claimed unclean lips now has his lips touched and made clean. The seraphim take away his guilt and sin. That's a huge moment. The moment where you meet God for the first time, and as you, with raw repentance, acknowledge your sins, He is faithful to forgive. Now, what is so amazing here, beyond forgiveness, is in this moment, Isaiah receives his calling. That is what is so consistent about God. When He calls you, He doesn't stop there. He then has a heart to send you. In verse 8, we read the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" This question is not one asked without the understanding of the answer, nor is it one asked of those who are at a distance from the throne. He's speaking of the specific ones whom He's already called and are present to hear. So we should be of the understanding that if God has called us to Himself, not only do we need to stay close enough to receive all the blessing that comes from His presence, all the blessing that He wants to bestow on us, but we need to be close enough to hear His voice as He searches amongst His called ones for the ones He will send, the ones who will answer the question. We talk about calling, but baked into that must be the understanding that God sends those He's called. Without hesitation, the one whose lips were just cleansed and sins forgiven now uses those same lips to answer the call and say, "Yo, yo, yo, I'll go. Send me." So if you are one listening who recognizes that you've already been called to God as an adopted son or daughter, You have received the touch of mercy and grace and sins have been forgiven, then you must also be acutely aware that God is asking the question, whom shall I send and who will go for us? If you haven't responded already, are you close enough to hear him? And are you willing to be sent by him? Let us pray that he would help us hear and respond. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us so much that you call us out of our own darkness, out of our brokenness, our sin. You touch us and you cleanse us as we repent, Lord God. We thank you for your forgiveness that makes us whole, Lord God. And we thank you that you don't stop there. That now, as we are made whole, that you send us out to be on mission with you, with your power, to bring in those who are astray, to bring in those future sons and daughters and invite them into the family, Lord God. We thank you that you call and we thank you that you send and that you don't send us alone, but your spirit goes with us. It's in your mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you guys, I hope you have been answering the call in your life. If you haven't already, I implore you, get close enough, hear his voice, and respond. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave me a comment there. Hit me up at armandandunshackled.network.org if you need prayer. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.